don't need any friends, I thought to myself. Even so, I couldn't help being envious of others of my age group. They seemed to be having so much fun, gossiping about others, having the meals, and walking home together. Every day, whenever I looked at my reflection in the mirror, I felt ashamed and even hated myself for being born this way. I'd see my image in the glass and would think to myself, why have I been born into this family? Why can't I just have normal parents? People regularly looked at me as if I was a criminal. They'd avoid me, talk behind my back, and didn't want to have anything to do with me. I just wanted to be able to enjoy what others were experiencing, to be able to make friends easily. But I was bullied almost every day, every hour, every minute. Even the teachers didn't care about me at all. So the way they handled my situation didn't stop the bullying. And it certainly didn't stop everyone's continual judgment of me. I hated living in the judgmental world that people created just to dish it out to me. Until someone came in. All the while, I was enjoying myself and forgetting about you. Yet, you were the one who helped me see the meaning of life again. You've succeeded in helping me. And it was more than enough. The person who must say sorry is me. The only bed friend here is me!